And now, Dr. Mary Takayanagi, co-curator of the Vote 100 Project at the Houses of Parliament.
Maud Watts' character that Carrie Mulligan plays so beautifully in the movie Suffragettes, was she real or was she an amalgam of many real people? And was the glass house laundry real?
So Maud Watts is not real. She is an amalgamation of a number of working class suffragettes that was studied by Abby Morgan, the screenwriter for the film. She's particularly identified with Hannah Mitchell, who was one of the working class suffragettes. But I think it would be a mistake to try and project too much of Maud onto any one character, because quite a lot of the things that happen in the film were done by different suffragettes. Without wanting to spoil people too much, I haven't seen the film yet. The bombing of Lloyd George's summer house was done by a different suffragette again. And so you can actually sort of allocate a number of these roles to a number of different women. I think the important thing about Maud is that she's supposed to be every woman. She's supposed to be somebody that we can all identify with to an extent. I think it's really interesting that the film didn't choose to make the whole film about one of the suffragette leaders. It chose not to make itself a documentary about Emmeline Pankhurst or Emily Wynne and Davison. They appear, but actually the film is Maud's story, because this could be any of our stories. If we'd been born 100 years ago into a poor family, we too could have ended up working in a laundry without any sort of scope of escape. You asked about the laundry. The glasshouse laundry was real, and it was one of the locations studied and considered by the screenwriters. And of course, working class women who supported the suffrage movement worked in a number of different areas, particularly factories, particularly in the north of England, in mills. The laundry here, I think, again, sort of represents a number of different locations that women worked in. It's easy to, if you think of the suffragette movement in sort of cliche, you sort of often imagine it as being full of middle-class women in the big dresses and the hats, sort of singing merrily. And it's really important that the film shows another side of this, another very real side, which is that the women that were campaigning for rights here had a lot to lose. They had jobs that hung on a thread. Their employer could fire them at will. They would have no rights, and they would probably, because there was no welfare state in those days, they would then probably go off and starve, and their families would starve. This is very much the situation that Maud is in. And as I say, I think that's why it's really important that she represents all the sort of working women out there.
Thank you.
From British Heritage Travel Magazine, thanks for listening.